Hello, podcast enthusiasts. It's Jim Jaquetta, co-founder and CTO of Vidovation. Thanks for tuning in. I've got an exclusive treat for you, my wireless experts checklist. Please text the word podcast to 949-755-8881 to grab it and open the door to some engaging conversations. Again, text the word podcast to 949-755-8881. I look forward to chatting with you and sharing valuable production and broadcast insights. Don't forget to hit subscribe or follow to catch all future episodes. Your feedback is gold. Please leave a review and shape the future of this podcast. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day. Good morning, everyone. I'm Jim Jaquetta, CTO and co-founder of Vidovation. Today, we're going to talk about a few applications we've done recently for at-home production, in particular, the PGA TaylorMade Driving Relief charity event a few weeks ago. It was a skins game. But, you know, at-home production, Remy production has been a very, very hot topic as of late. Vidovation and our partners such as Abbey West, we've been promoting, we've been successfully implementing and deploying at home and Remy production for the better part of 5 years. We've done numerous sporting events, we've done numerous live reality television events. Some of our partners have created this new category of live unscripted television shows such as Live PD, Live Rescue, and others. Today we're going to start talking about this event with the PGA. So it's a very successful event. As we all know, we are all on a lockdown. We're all maintaining social distancing. You know, if we are closer than 6 feet, we're supposed to wear masks. To spread, to lessen the curve or mute the curve so we don't spread COVID-19. So this actual charity event was to help people on the front line, help nurses, support the CDC and others who are struggling with this pandemic. The event actually raised $5.5 million, way above projections. And it was a great game. I don't know if any of you out there are golf fans, but it was fun watching. You know, it was a charity event, but they were still they're still professional athletes. They're still competing with each other. They you know, a little trashed with the polite golf trash talking of each other. It was great. You know, the event was put out over the usual, the rights holder was NBC, NBC Sports, Sky Sports overseas, and then it was streamed out OTT to other entities. So we were very proud, Vidovation and our partner Abbey West were very proud to be part of this landmark event. So what was the workflow? What was the logistics? So the event was at the Seminole Golf Club in Juneau Beach in Florida. And this is a private club. I believe one of the players, I don't remember which, his dad is a member. So he played there as a kid. So he had a little bit of an advantage over the other three golfers. But this was a private club, a private golf course that no one has seen, the public has never seen. And you can imagine if it's a course that's never had a live event, there's probably no fiber optic infrastructure. You know, the switch or level three probably does not have a fiber connection into the venue. The only options might be satellite or some of your more traditional means of production and transport. So at-home production or in particular bonded cellular at-home production was perfect for this event. They didn't have a fiber connection. They wanted to minimize the footprint on the course. So I guess the state agencies came up with a number of like 50 people maximum. So you had four golfers, 28 television crew, and 18 officials. So we were able to keep it under that 50 person mark. And a big part of this is not having one or two or three production trucks on site, and all the support personnel that involve that. You know, you have to have your instant replay people, your TD, your director, your producers, your audio people, you know, at minimum a tractor trailer full of equipment and people on site. But the benefit of at home is you use your facility at home. And in this case, the at home or the production or master control was PGA headquarters in St. Augustine. Now you might ask, well, that, you know, they were going from Southern Florida to Northern Florida. Once we go on cellular, this could have been 10,000 miles away. And we've done applications 10,000, 8,000 miles away with Turner Sports for the Ryder Cup. I have a few slides about that. So once you put your video on cellular, on the public internet, whether you go a couple hundred miles or thousands of miles, the distance becomes irrelevant then at that point. So play-by-play announcers were at the studio. Production team was there. Some of the analysts were there. One analyst, Mike Tirico, did the commentation from his home in Michigan. So you can see the spread out distance of this production, and you see, you know, this dotted line here is the first mile or the first few miles went over cellular. Then the cellular networks dumped to the public internet, and then the public internet connects to the Aviwest receivers in St. Augustine, and then the output of our the Aviwest receivers spit out typically SDI or IP if you have an IP facility, and you use your traditional production switcher. I'm certain PGA used the EVS or something similar to that to capture some instant replays. You know, it did help. There were only four players. You know, it wasn't like you had a full tournament where people are teeing off at different holes at different times. So instant replay or capturing stuff in replay was less important, but that was still a part of the workflow. Then the particulars out on the course. So one of the big benefits or big differentiators of Aviwest is they've been doing this for more than 5 years, where they're able to maintain frame accurate gen lock and lip sync on portable units and on multiple cameras. So they send like a form of precision timing protocol. I mean, it's an unmanaged network, so they don't have access to the switches that are part of the public internet, but it's a similar technique. They time lock the receiver and the transmitters together, so the video comes through synchronously. And as you'll be able to see here, there were two cameras in the tee box, and they use the top tracer system that, you know, the system that draws the line where the ball went, and it draws that arc. And one thing I learned about this project is the top trace telemetry actually goes through an audio channel. So because the Aviwest Pro Series and Air Series have two analog audio inputs on mini XLRs, they were able to feed the top trace telemetry into one of the Aviwest audio channels, and we're able to have that functionality. So that was a nice surprise for the PGA that they could use the top trace while keeping such a low footprint with the at-home production using Aviwest. Then there were two cameras on the fairway, each with a Aviwest. The Aviwest Pro, you can mount it on the camera between the battery and the camera if you have a larger camera, either VLOC or Anton Bauer. Or if you're using a smaller camera, some of our live reality shows will use a smaller camera than a larger E&G or larger sports camera. Then they'll wear it in a backpack. So you have that option where you can mount the unit on the camera. And that was the case here with the PGA. And then again, they had the top trace on the fairway. Then they had another two cameras at the pin capturing the action. Then two POV beauty shots. They had a nice shot of the nearby ocean and the dunes. This course seems really nice. It's it abuts the beach. So they had a nice beauty shot of the beach and the dunes adjacent to the beach. Adjacent to the course. And then another beauty shot of the clubhouse. And they used the smaller Abbey West unit, the Air 320, which has two internal cellular modems and the option for two external modems. And using HEVC, two modems was more than enough. I should mention the 380, the flagship Abbey West product, has eight modems. We like using eight. Some people might say, well, you really need eight. You probably could get away with less modems in certain circumstances, but we like to cover all contingency, especially when there's crowds involved. For this event, there were no crowds, but we did a PGA event in the Caribbean, and there were typical crowds allowed on the course, and they're all filming and uploading to Instagram, etc. And the Abbey West 380 worked really well having eight modems. When we're operating in the U.S., we'll do two Verizon, two AT&T, two T-Mobile, two Sprint, and we like that diversity. Particularly in an area that gets overcrowded, you know, Verizon and AT&T are the most popular networks. Those get overutilized first. Then T-Mobile and Sprint, in some cases, will help pick up that slack. We've seen some instances where Sprint is the only network available to us, and we're able to get a few megabits per second out. And then it helps having a very efficient HEVC codec where you don't need very many megabits per second for a good looking picture. This show, PGA ran it at 5 megs, which is equivalent to 10 or 12 megs with H.264. So they ran it at 5 megs with HEVC. Then you see here, we also have, there were two commentators on the course with them, with the players, and they had shotgun mics, interviewing mics, where they were interviewing the players, you know, asking them questions. The players themselves were mic'd as well. You can see here, technicians had the Air 320 nearby, and they used wireless mics on the players. And you see here two Abbey West units. We used the two audio connections on the two units to make up for four analog microphone connections. So we were able to go wireless from the talent, from the players to the Abbey West. They had a small microphone receiver in the backpack with the Air 320. And then those microphone channels were sent back to Master Control. So you can see here, there's actually more to this. Then they had two parabolic mics following the action, you know, catching the sound of the golf strikes, the golf swings, etc. And then in addition, they had a plane overhead. You could hear it buzzing around in the event. They use a traditional microwave link from the plane to the ground, but then used an Abbey West 380 to get that microwave receiver signal back to Master Control. So you can see here, we got 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13, 14, 16, you know, 25, 30 microphones all open in close proximity. And if we had the slightest bit of gen lock misalignment, first you would notice it in the video, if the, you know, different camera angles of the same action, you know, you'd see the golf strike twice if there was something out of sync when the director cut between cameras. There were a few shots that were out of sync, but the PGA explained that during the sports video group session, that when they use the top trace, they lose a few frames of video. So the TD is supposed to pick the cameras accordingly. You know, he should be using a camera that's carrying the top trace for the video when they're using the top trace. So there was a little production glitch there. But aside from that, Abbey West performed perfectly. There was no lip sync issues. You could see here where if the parabolic mics were open and the T-Box mics were open, you'd be like, hello, hello. You know, you hear whoosh, whoosh when they struck. There was none of that. Everything looked perfect, frame accurate. And each of these cameras is autonomous. They don't need a Genlock input to each of these cameras. These camera operators can wander untethered. All the magic happens in the receiver where everything is Genlocked and corrected. And what makes that possible is what Avi West calls Safe Streams Transport, or SST. It's a very robust, very complicated transport mechanism. It's already their third generation. You can see here the Emmy Award in the footer here. They've won technical Emmys in 2018 and 2019. I don't know. I know you're listening, Florian. I don't know when you guys are going to be awarded your trophy your statue for 2019. NAB Vegas was canceled, as we all know, and I'm sure you've heard NAB New York is not happening. But it's because of this Emmy Award-winning technology that everything is frame accurate. It makes this whole transport possible. And you could see here, I think they had one Pro and one Air for backup, but they use 7 or 8 AVIWEST Pro 380s and 8 or 9 Air 320s. The Airs were typically used to transport the audio. So it was lower bit rate. So we used 2 or 4 modems. And then the video and audio was transported using the Pro 380s. And SST, we've done other presentations. Samuel Fleischacker, product manager at Avi West, has done a webinar. You can find it in our blog or look under the resources page and then subcategory webinar. You'll find a webinar Samuel did end of last year. There's a few webinars that Florian Kolmer, the biz dev and sales engineer for Avi West for the U.S., Florian and I have done quite a few demos, and we'll go more into the nuts and bolts of SST, but a big part of it is forward error correction, and then ARQ, or packet retransmissions, is a part of it. So, and not all transports are the same. You know, others do ARQ, others do FEC. The big thing is the bonding, the aggregation, and really managing the cellular modems. The cellular network is very unpredictable. The modems themselves, the cellular connection, just the cell tower can just decide, well, your lease is up on that connection. So one of the Verizon modems might decide to disconnect. Well, thank God we have a second Verizon modem that's there till the first Verizon modem renegotiates with the tower and gets its connection back. So, you know, most of the time, all 8 connections are rock solid, but there are those moments where things happen unexpectedly, and the Avi West algorithm technology and SST is what smooths that all out. So here's the units. You know, as I mentioned, the 380 has 8 modems in the Air. 320 has 2 internal. You can connect 2 external USB modems to the Air if you want to add 4. But you can see the footprint. The 380 can mount on the camera. It's got the battery mount plates, or we can put it in a backpack. The Air, some operators, it does have like a 1/4-20 screw thread on the bottom. I've seen some operators put it on top of on the hot shoe or an accessory arm on a smaller camera. There is a small shoulder mount, little backpack, little sling for it. You could see in the PGA event, the on-course commentator was wearing one. There is a little belt clip to mount it to your belt. So there's a number of different configurations for all of this technology. And then, as I mentioned, you know, here's a picture. You know, you have all your cameras coming through. You got your audio signals. It's this multi-camera Genlock or sync. Frame accurate lip sync, frame accurate Genlock. That's what makes these shows possible. The Avi West technology can go down to 0.8 seconds, half a second on a constant bit rate setup, or 0.8 seconds with variable bit rate. PGA chose to run at 1.4. They felt their their commentators, their talent, their analysts were familiar working with 1.4. You know, why not run at 3 seconds? Why not run at 0.8 of a second? Well, it's a decision. You know, the more aggressive you go with the latency, the lower you make the latency if there is a hiccup. Most people think when operating over cellular, it's a matter of bandwidth. Yes, bandwidth is important, but I really put latency first. I'll watch Aviwest, Vidovation, we'll watch the stream hub receiver display. And for the most part, the round trip latency is about 50 or 60 milliseconds, which is very nice, very manageable. So you might say, well, you know, the rule of thumb is you transport at 4 or 5 times the round trip latency. So there you go. That's how you can get down to like a half a second or less, or 0.3 of a second or 300 milliseconds. Problem is, you'll see a cellular modem all of a sudden jump to 4,000 milliseconds or 4 seconds. There's just this unpredictability. There's a choke point somewhere in the cellular network at the cellular tower, the sonnet ring that is connecting the cellular network together to the central office, a bottleneck in the internet. So it's that unpredictability where we have to build in a little bit of a buffer. So what I would like to see with the promise of 5G is lower latency, more predictable, more consistent latency. Yes, more bandwidth is great, but I think that's coming. That's going to be part of 5G. So we'll be able to get, you know, down to a couple of hundred milliseconds if we can get that better quality of service out of cellular. So here's some of the functions of these products. So, you know, in the case of the PGA, it was a live event. So we were using the live function. Another novel feature of Aviwest is there's actually two encoders in there. There's two hardware-based encoder chips in there. For live transmission over cellular, we use a variable bitrate encode. And then for recording, we use a constant bitrate encoder. And why do we do this? Our competitors will record the live transmission, but when do you need to record in your encoder most? When the cellular is struggling. And if the cellular is struggling, the bitrate will drop, and so does the bitrate of your recording drop. So what good is that if the recording is going up and down with the available bandwidth of the cellular network? So with Aviwest, you send out your live transmission variable. If you hit a patchy part, you know, most productions, they'll record in camera. That's one recording, but you'd have to ship that memory back to master control or your production company to produce the show. This is for live TV. So we were doing a live reality show, and they had a big drug bust out in the middle of a cornfield, and the bit rate dropped to about 500 kilobits per second. Audio was crystal clear. Video was starting to get a little soft at 500K. Now, this was, granted, at the time, this was H.264. Today, 500K would look much better, but still, the producers were like, wow, you know, this is kind of like the bust of the show. This is the highlight reel of the show, and the bit rate's kind of low. So I happened to be in the studio with Florian that day, and we're like, I go to the technical consultant, and I'm like, hey, you know, you're recording in our unit, right? Oh yeah, we do that as a safety net. You know, we record in camera in the Aviwest unit. Of course, they're recording in the studio, dumping it into an EVS. I said, well, when you break away to another city or you break away to commercial, I'll show you how to retrieve that file, that clip from the unit. So you can't pull the file through while live. So we had to stop the live. So the bust was over, things were winding down. We remoted into the unit and we actually found the clip. And because the recording is done with fragmented MPEG, for we were able to find just the clip we needed, pulled the clip through, put it on a memory stick, fed it to the production people. They were able to ingest it. And then, you know, 40 minutes, a half hour later, we were able to go, oh, the anchor came back, says, ladies and gentlemen, you know, that drug bust we did at the top of the hour, we were able to retrieve some cleaner footage from the field. And we played it back, and that was recorded at 5 or 6 megabits per second. So it was perfect. And it's because of things like this that people accuse this show of being fake. Then if you want to do a near live kind of scenario where you can record in camera, say at 5 or 6 megabits per second, and as the file records, it's streamed to master control. If cellular is good, the file will arrive in real time. If the cellular gets a little sketchy, it'll slow down, but it will eventually catch up. So we got live, record, forward, live and simultaneous record. This is the most common. And then record and simultaneous forward. This is what I just mentioned. And Aviwest also has this data hotspot, this internet and VPN bridge. So others have this. Others can do a hotspot out in the field, but Aviwest takes it a step further. They create a secure VPN. So if you have PTZ cameras, intercom systems, other telemetry, you want to give your field producers access to the server back at master control or back at the studio or back at corporate, we can extend the network out into the field, put the assets in the field on the same subnet as the master control, which is amazing. We've been using this a lot during COVID. There have been a lot of TV shows now doing Zoom meetings of famous people in Hollywood giving each other haircuts, giving dye jobs to their wife. Jerry O'Connell and his wife, he gave his wife, he dyed her roots live on Zoom. And the locations they were at had poor internet connections, so they used this hotspot and VPN bridge function to make that show possible. Hot folder, that would be Associated Press has used this, where they take photos in an SLR, dump it to via Wi-Fi, push it to a via FTP to a hot folder in the Aviwest unit, and that hot folder is automatically forwarded to master control or corporate. Video Return will be released very soon from Aviwest. Mission Centric, this is using a Dalet or an EVS system where you plan the whole production of your show, where you pick up this mission. So you turn on your unit and you're like, oh, I'm shooting the protest rally today in Sacramento. You find that mission, you click on it. This way, the metadata is embedded in the production. The files are tagged as they're ingested into the workflow. So Aviwest is becoming the entire news production, sports production workflow. Then this is a very cool feature, this Auto Live. There's a little button on the side of the Aviwest where a little hidden switch, and you put it in Auto Live mode. The second you apply power, the second you apply a battery, the unit will start transmitting. Because a common mistake a photog will do, battery will go down. He'll put the battery on, the camera comes up, he forgets to hit live on the Aviwest transmitter. So this alleviates that. Puts the battery on, bam, the Aviwest Pro or Air is going live. So here's some of the particulars about this PGA event. They shot 1080i 5994. They could have done 1080p if they wanted. They chose a variable bit rate, 5 megabits per second. Now, Aviwest HEVC codec is very unique. It's more efficient than most of the other codecs out there. So I would argue PGA running at 5 megs is probably analogous to 7 or 8 megs with other HEVC. And I don't know if you saw the game, and I might be biased, I will say that, but they had a beautiful day. The sun was out, blue skies, the grass was green. The Aviwest technology made beautiful pictures. It made beautiful pictures. I don't think there was anyone would say that the production quality of this PGA event was limited in any way. They were able to do their usual graphics, but that instead of that happening on site in a trailer, that happened at master control. So the production quality was there. And in some cases, I say it was even better than some of the traditional productions. The cameras they use a 3G SDI interface. They could have used smaller cameras with HDMI. The units have the ability for both. The audio is AAC. They use one stereo pair. The unit actually can support two stereo pairs or four mono channels of audio. They chose to run at 128 kilobits per second. You could make this 256. I think you can make this as high as you want, depending upon the quality. I think they chose 256 for that top trace telemetry channel. They wanted a little bit more fidelity to get the telemetry through. So you can play with this, set your maximum bit rate, set the audio bit rate. And then again, here's the interfaces. And then also when it comes to audio, well, audio usually comes in as embedded on the 3G SDI or the HDMI or a combination of both. You could have embedded audio on the SDI on channels 3 and 4, and then channel 1 and 2 have some external microphones, a lapel mic on the talent coming into a microphone receiver on the camera rig, feeding this mini XLR input. And a lot of these reality shows we've done and this PGA event, this analog audio input, this mini XLR has been invaluable. It's a real lifesaver. Otherwise, they'd have to have some clunky audio embedder in the field. And then you got to worry about how to power that. This, you just feed your analog input. So that's it for the PGA Tour. We, Avi West and Vidovation, we work very closely with our customers. We've done other at-home production projects with Turner Sports. We did the Ryder Cup and then the UEFA Championship Leagues. We've done some work with CNN. We've done these live reality shows on A&E and Fox and Discovery Channel, Live Rescue, Live PD, First Responders Live. The guys at Live PD, Big Fish Entertainment, in my mind, they invented a new category, the category of live reality TV. And, you know, Bonded was intended for doing a static interview on the courthouse steps, you know, camera on a tripod, reporter standing there on the steps, static single camera type setup. Live PD is a testament to how robust Avi West technology is under speed. We're able to maintain a frame accurate gen lock. In the Live PD, there's actually two cameras. Well, actually, no, I take that back. Often enough, there's four cameras lit up inside the cop car simultaneously while going 80 or 120 miles an hour down the freeway. And as they cut between cameras and microphones, there the gen lock and lip sync is maintained. So this is a real testament to the robustness of that SST, that SafeStreams technology. And so I kind of alluded to this up front that in the PGA TaylorMade Skins game, you know, they only went a couple hundred miles, you know, from Southern Florida to Northern Florida. But in the case of the Ryder Cup, we had 20 cameras, 16 cameras, 16 ISO cameras from Paris coming back to Atlanta to Turner Sports, 4 program feeds coming back for confidence. Or so there was analysts on both sides. So the analysts could hear and see each other on either side, you know, so the analysts in Paris could see the studio in Atlanta and vice versa. So this was done with Avi West rack mounted technology, the HE4000. They do now have, that's a 4-channel appliance in a half rack. Avi West now has single channel appliances in a half rack called the Rack series. The Rack 200 is H.264 and the Rack 300 is HEVC. The HE4000 does 4 channels of 3G HD SDI, 1080p 60, or a single channel of 4K. So they, Turner used a 4-channel appliance. So here's the 4 HE4000s picking up the 16H 1080p, I should say 1080p 50 signals. So 2 days before the event, they were doing some rehearsals and Tom Sahara calls me up. I could tell Well, Tom Sahara's not the type to freak out, but I could tell he was a little concerned. He says, "Jim, we're shooting the event with a production team in Paris, and none of us considered that they would be shooting, that their truck is 50 hertz frame rate. So how are we gonna output in 59.94? I don't have 16 standards converters to convert from 1080p 50 to 1080p 59.94, or Turner's probably 720p 59.94. I'm not sure. I'm sure somebody can correct me if I'm wrong on that. But you see the dilemma there. So I said, "Tom, don't worry about it. Avi West has this covered. You just set it in the output profile of the Avi West Stream Hub, and you can set it to anything you want." So we set it to 720p 59.94, and the Avi West receiver does the transcode for you. And you might ask, "Oh, is that going to add a frame of latency? Is that going to delay things?" Not a problem. Everything is perfect. There's no lip sync issue. So that really, really helped. Then they used a single HE to bring four program feeds back, a multi-viewer back. Avi West now does have a multi-viewer function built into the Stream Hub. So this was a few years ago. So it was already about a year ago. Now this workflow might have been able to be simplified a little bit. We could have brought a multi-view signal through instead of bringing all four through. So there are some new developments from Avi West. And then here's a picture of the, you know, control room, all the feeds coming into Atlanta. They did have a truck on site, but less of a footprint. This was before COVID. But there are ways of shading cameras remotely. So you probably want, in the case of the PGA, they did use some cellular technology to shade the cameras remotely. The VPN bridge of Avi West could be used to facilitate that. That connection is lower latency. But you know, you on our website, you know, some of the truck providers, your NEPs, your Game Creeks, they're like, "Why do you have a picture of a truck on your website with a line through it?" I'm like, "I'm just trying to make a point. I don't think trucks are going away. I think they'll probably have more of them, but smaller trucks. You know, you might have a smaller truck with a video engineer just shading the cameras. You might have a truck where you go microwave from the course or from the field to the truck, have a small production switch or a TriCaster or something like that. Or you might do the production switching in the cloud and then use bonded cellular from this smaller truck to get the feed out. So there's home running the whole feed. There's a home running part of the production, or all of the production, or a blend of the two. So there's many different ways to do that. Then here's some slides about the live PD show that we've done. The police, I think, need all the help we can give them. Things are getting a little crazy out there. I think the live PD shows a lot of officers that are good at their job, and unfortunately, a few bad apples are making them all look bad, which is very unfortunate. But the live PD show, there's two cameramen in the back seat in each police car. There's two cameras. There's a camera out the front dash, a camera, POV camera on the rearview mirror on the photog. One of the cameramen has a tendency to sit in the front seat and shoot out the windshield and at the driver. So there's three or four cameras lit up inside the police car. And it's this SST, this Frame Accurate Genlock and Lip Sync, is what makes a show like this possible. All the video comes back to the A&E Master Control in New York. They dump it into an EVS system. Line producers look at the content. They add metadata. You know, they see a gun, they say G for gun, D if there's drugs involved. And this way they can scrape through the raw footage to find the segments, the clips that they want. Big Fish Entertainment, in their infinite wisdom, when they were tapped to do this live reality show, or when they pitched this live reality show to A&E, They were smart enough to realize that this show was very much like sports, that live reality TV was going to be like sports, that they were going to need an EVS system, that they're going to need EVS operators. So they were very clever in that regard. Here you can see some photos here. This particular photog, some of the photogs, it's kind of hard to see in this picture. Maybe this guy in the front seat here, you see he's got a little bit of bulge there in his front there. That's not his belly. He's probably got the AviWest transmitter in a pouch on his belly with some batteries, and you see the smaller camera they're using. An ENG camera, they would be knocking the lens off the camera every time they got in and out of the cop car. And this operator chose to wear the AviWest backpack, and he's got it on his front so he can sit down in the cop car. You know, you don't want something on your back getting in and out of the car. So they basically jump out of the car shooting. You know, they got the camera rolling, and with this tiny little camera, they can catch the action. They won't catch their lens on the door jamb as they're getting in and out of the cop car. You can see here in the picture, there's looks like a GoPro. I think there's a Marshall camera up in here as well, catching the POV shot of the officer, and then camera shooting out the front seat. Then here's the control room. So these four operators, so each one of them is watching the live feeds coming in from a given city or a given police vehicle. So they're doing the first line of metadata, adding data. And then this is a line producer here looking at clips as they come in, and then they'll cut a rough package of, you know, a certain clip that they want. And then they put that package up in front of I think he's XNBC Sports. Gonzalez is the director of the show. So they'll put the package up, and then he calls shots like it's live, you know, take camera one, take camera two, but they're playing that back from EVS. So they dump it all into EVS. So there is, for the safety of the officers, at least a 15-minute delay, because a lot of the bad guys watch the live PD show, and you have to have some delay in the production to help with officer safety. So that dovetails into one of our other vendors who's going to speak next week, VNova. VNova has some technology that is ideal for IP video transport, at-home production, contribution, distribution over a managed network. The PGA TaylorMade at-home production, the Ryder Cup production. Ryder Cup was done over public internet. It was done over a single public internet connection. I would have slept better during that production if they had two connections, but they only had budget for one. We didn't drop a single packet, but I would have preferred to see them bond multiple connections together. So Ryder Cup was public internet. PGA was cellular. Cellular eventually dumps to the public internet. So it is a combination of cellular and internet, but that's all unmanaged. Now we can get lower latencies if we use the managed network. And VNova's tech, they're basically, they have two approaches. One approach is operating as an alternative to JPEG 2000. Another approach is offering a secondary stream to enhance older codecs, to enhance older hardware encoders. So what does that mean? So there's a new standard. It's MPEG-5 LCEVC. Try to say that fast. LCEVC, low complexity enhanced video coding. So what is that? So it's a new standard. It helps alleviate some of the challenges. Not everyone is ready to throw out all their H.264 infrastructure, but this LCEVC can help bring some of the benefits of higher efficiency to lower quality hardware infrastructure, and for that matter, software infrastructure that you have out there. So what is it doing? It's a data structure defined by two streams. So there's the base stream or the primary stream, which is decoded by your typical hardware decoder. So this could be H.264, for an example. So you have an older or generic H.264 encoder and generic H.264 decoder. What vNova does is it looks at the video coming in and the video coming out of the H.264 decoder and looks for errors, looks for the lossiness, the losses between the original and the encoded stream. And then it formulates a secondary supplemental stream showing, filling in some of those missing pieces. So, you know, as we all know, compression is not perfect. H.264 is good. I don't think, we're not going to shut everything off H.264. We all see the benefits. The PGA TaylorMade event was a testament to how good and how beautiful Avi West HEVC looks. But this is a technique to recoup or as an intermediary transition to upgrading everything. So we're able to stay compatible because let's just say this could even be implemented in OTT or streaming to the home. Well, my Apple TV, my Roku maybe can only support H.264, but certain newer appliance, I'll just use an example, just use Roku or Apple TV. The newer units have the ability to decode this secondary channel. But if you have an older set-top box that only does H.264, it'll just ignore that secondary channel. It won't look at it. It'll just throw it out. So you're able to get the higher fidelity if your decoder has the software in it to implement this secondary stream, the secondary channel. So we'll learn more about that. And I apologize to my friends at vNova if I didn't explain that clearly, but I think that's the basic idea, and we'll learn more about that next week. And, you know, someone might say, oh, well, is this only for on-demand? The algorithms are fast enough, real-time, where this can be done on-demand as well as live. We'll also look at the new standard, the new codec, developed by vNova, which now has been ratified as a SMPTE standard, ST2117 or VC6. This is the standard that I alluded to. It's great for contribution, distribution, remote production workflows. It's great as a mezzanine codec. It's a more efficient alternative to JPEG 2000, JPEG XS. And of course, a more efficient term to uncompress. You know, uncompress is full bandwidth, or a SMPTE 2110. You know, something that's lightly compressed. So why is this important? Well, I think as with HD, I think sports are going to be driving 4K, and sports leagues are already seeing. We're in discussions with some of the sports networks that. With 4K, the JPEG 2000 is not efficient enough. That using the SMPTE 2117, we can, with 4K, see 70 or 75% savings. With HD, 20 to 30% savings. So it's all about saving bandwidth. And it doesn't lose any fidelity. We're talking about like fidelity. So, you know, analyzing the input and the output that we can see, maintaining the same fidelity at 70% lower bit rate. And that's quite powerful. And again, not to be a spoiler, but this technology has AI built into it. So it has a library, like if it sees the details of grass, let's say, take golf for example, you know, the details of grass is hard to produce. Or in basketball, you know, the sea of faces with that orange ball going back and forth. It uses its progressive downscaling and upscaling is the gist of the technology. Again, that'll be explained, but it downscales and looks at the error. So it constantly, it even has AI and it learns that okay, that grassy fringe over there, we lost some fidelity. Okay, it learns how to handle grass. It learns how to encode grass. Okay, we've seen this sharp edge before, and it has it in its library, and it knows how to process that. It learns how to efficiently process that the next time it sees it. So the more content you feed the system, the more efficient it becomes. So we'll learn more about that next week. We'll also learn this rack mount unit you see here. It's called a P-Link. It's an 8-channel device, 8 input, 8 output, or any combination thereof, you know, 7 in, 1 out, 4 and 4, whatever you want to do, of the VC6 or the SMPTE 2117 transport. This is an appliance implementation. It's been fully integrated with AWS Media Connect and AWS Direct Connect. So we'll talk about that more next week. What are the benefits of this? I kind of mentioned, you know, high quality, low latency media transport. It's more cost effective than having a dark fiber or telco connection, but it's really meant for a managed network. You know, here's a little bit about Vidovation. I'm sure most of you know who we are, but in case you don't, we're a provider of video and audio and data transmission systems for contribution, distribution, for broadcast, sports, production, corporate AV, first responders, and government agencies. We've been working a lot lately with first responders. We've been doing a lot of at-home production, a lot of these bonded cellular hotspot, the VPN. So we've been maintaining our normal hours. Our New York, Arizona, and Southern California locations have all been open. We are Eastern time. We are open from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Pacific time. We are open from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Our technical support has maintained operations 24/7. So we've been servicing our clients. Actually, demand has increased a good 40 or 50% during COVID. So we've been helping our customers. Vidovation, we excel at integrating custom solutions into your existing infrastructure. You know, sometimes when a vendor comes in, they're like, got to rip everything out, you know, start everything over. Sometimes that makes sense, but most of the times we're able to integrate the new technology into your existing workflow, into your existing infrastructure. And we have solutions that satisfy almost any application or budget. So we love to hear from you. We love to have discovery calls. You know, part of what we offer is engineering consultation, design and engineering services, systems integration, project management, ongoing warranty and support. And we'd love to hear from you. Does anybody have any questions? I not to pat myself on the back, I think I did such an amazing job today. I don't see any questions. Let me see. Just some thank yous. A common question we get is, you know, when will the recordings be up? We've been doing these webinars at least one a week now for the better part of 8 weeks. We had two last week. We had AB On Air, our wireless partner, and we had a fourth episode in a series of four with Avi West. We talked about the Stream Hub last week. It takes about a week. Sometimes we get it done beforehand, but we transcribe the session. We obviously record it. We strip the video recording we put up online, and we make a separate audio recording. We strip out the audio, and we actually have a video podcast feed and an audio only podcast feed. So you can find us that way. I like to listen to books and technology in the car or while exercising or walking the dog in the morning. So I listen to a lot of stuff. I use Audible and different things like that, iTunes, Spotify for podcast. So you can, whatever your preferred method is, or call us up. Here's my contact information. Here's my email address, jimj@vidovation.com. We would love to book an engineering discovery call with you. Me, my colleagues, Rick Anderson, David Robinson, We can bring in Florian Comer, sales engineer from Avi West for the Americas, or any other vendor. We can bring them into the conversation. So we'd love to hear from you and work with you. So have a great day. I hope you're all staying safe and healthy out there. Looks like we won't be seeing each other face to face for NAB New York, but hopefully this is good. We're connecting virtually this way. And if we do an engineering discovery call, make sure you set up a camera so we can see each other and have that personal connection. So we look forward to that. Thank you so much and have a great day, everyone. Be safe. Bye-bye.